Chavez. Ruben Nava. And Jesse Romero. Jesus 911.
It's 911, Virgin Most Powerful Radio, two-man car. My name is Ruben Nava, my partner Jesse Romero. We're 10-8. We're going to give you some Catholic intel, some Catholic briefing. And, you know, Jesse, there's a lot of things going on every day.
Oh, man.
Every day you open the news up and something else is going on. Over here in California, our state senators are just... Oh, boy, it's disgraceful how they are trying to change the laws. And, well, they did. They just voted in a new bill into policy here. 6-2 it was voted passed. So
it did pass then, right, Ruben?
Yeah, well, it's just between them, you know.
It has to sign. Doesn't it have to sign by the governor? Or just pass by majority vote?
Yeah, no, I think it's in. And they're redacting it, as far as I know, that's how it goes.
Okay, but SB 145 that protects child predators, Ruben.
That's right, and I think Jesse, I think they're trying to normalize this a relation
pedophilia.
Relations between adults and children. You know, and this is how they start. You know, they try to normalize it, and the next thing you know, it's part of the culture, just like when they redefine marriage. And now anything goes, basically, you know, just anything goes. So how could you stop somebody saying, well, you can do that, then why can't I have three wives? You know, if you can do that, why can't I marry my dog? Where's it going to end?
Ruben, the final attack, Our Lady, Sister Lucia, in a letter she wrote a few years before she passed away, she said that the final attack before the second coming of Christ will be against the family. We're seeing this.
Yeah.
All these pieces of legislation, this pedophilia legislation, by the way, that was passed by Senate Democrats, State Senator Scott Wiener, Democrat from San Francisco, Assembly Member Susan Eggman, Democrat Stockton, with their bill, Senate Bill 145, these California Democrats state that they're trying to shield LGBT young people from having to automatically register as sex offenders for specified sex crimes. But the bill they have introduced does much more than that. SB 145 would allow a sex offender who lures a minor with the intent to commit a felony, that's a sex act, the ability to escape registering as a sex offender as long as the offender is within 10 years of the age of the minor. And the issue here is that the author's press release states that the bill is intended to bring parity or equality and who has to register as a sex offender and who doesn't. So it stipulates that SB 145 does not apply to intercourse of any kind with minors who are age 14 or younger. For those crimes, mandatory sex offender registration will continue to be the case for all forms of intercourse. But the actual text of the bill goes much further than that. SB 145, as it's written, would add a section to the state penal code stipulating that as long as the offender is not more than 10 years older than the minor, they are not automatically mandated to register as a sex offender. And it doesn't specify whether hetero or homosexual sex, nor is any age limit or age range specified, except for the existing law that already excludes lewd acts with the children under 14. But SB 145 would open the door for adults to victimize minors by luring them with the intent of having sex and then shielding the predator from being automatically registered as a sex offender. So here's the example. Under SB 145, a 25-year-old could lure a 15-year-old and would not have to register as a sex offender. Or how about a 22-year-old can lure a 12-year-old or a 19-year-old could lure a 9-year-old, and they would be shielded under this proposed legislation. In plainer words, certain sexual predators will be able to live among us without our being aware, and teens who are often the most vulnerable victims of sexual predators, will be even more vulnerable. Ruben, this is bad on every single level.
That's right. First of all, you need to know that the two authors of it, Scott Wiener, is an openly gay Jewish man who represents the 11th District, encompassing San Francisco and parts of San Mateo County. Susan Eggman is a gay female married with a child, lists her religion as a social justice Catholic, Jesse. And so they penned this, and their intention was so that those LGBT people that they said, well, they're not having sexual relations. Let's say two women, you know, they can't commit the marital act, you know, as we know it. Mm-hmm. So they're saying they shouldn't be punished as sexual offenders. Well, what about the age? You know, what did Jesus say about what you do to the little children? You know, it'd be better that you know, millstone be hung around your neck, right, and tossed in the ocean. And this is disgusting that the left is they're just ramrodding these things through. And California, probably the most liberal state, us and here in New York, the most liberal states in the United States, and we're getting stuff like this. And I'm talking to people, and they're just so upset with this. You know, as it stands now, it's hard enough to get people to come and register. I mean, I used to watch it when I was working back in the detective bureau, and you get so many people who don't show up to register as they're supposed to. And you know, some have ankle bracelets on, and they're being tracked, but others don't, or they rip them off. And so, you know, you can't always know who's in your neighborhood, and you want to know who's you got some child molesters running around in your neighborhood. You need to know those things.
Ruben, this is also going to play right into the whole human trafficking business, because the human traffickers are going to be they're going to say, "Wow, man, this law is going to help us out from having our perpetrators arrested." And right now, I mean, as it stands, California consistently has the highest human trafficking rates in the United States. You know, these are the sex trafficking cases.
Mm-hmm.
And so to me, this is just going to boost up those numbers, in my opinion, because the sex traffickers and the cartels are going to say, wow, this law is going to help us, you know, be able to dodge the bullet from being prosecuted. And Ruben, this is just bad at all levels. Once again, this is also going to gin up the numbers of STDs, HIV, syphilis, chlamydia, gonorrhea. Right now, the top city for STDs is Los Angeles, California, in the United States. So when you start loosening sexual morals, or these moral codes that have been there to protect people, especially young people, this is just going to gin up the numbers of STDs. And I'll tell you, this is nothing but an attempt to normalize pedophilia. And you also see, so for people that say corporations are conservative, are you kidding me? That's no. Crazy. Corporations are liberal. Did you know that Amazon has openly been allowing the sale of child sex dolls for pedophiles? Yep, Amazon.
Wow.
You can take a look at them. They're very graphic shot images. If you type in Amazon child sex dolls, and you could actually see the pictures on the internet. And so, again, all these laws are just contributing to degenerate society. And Ruben, where this is going to end, I don't know, but I'll tell you one thing. Does God have favorites? Boy, oh boy, he sure does. And those are minors. Those are children. And I also give credit to this one actor years ago. I don't know, remember that actor, Corey Haim.
Yeah.
He basically admitted, actor Corey Haim Feldman, he says that pedophilia is the number one problem for child stars in Hollywood. Yeah. And he said, Corey Feldman said that it was pedophilia that contributed to the death of that young actor, Corey Haim.
Yep, that's right. That's the other downfall, is that these kids are screwed up in the head after that. You know, you got suicides like Corey Haim. They're messed up. They need help. And I did see another program too. They were talking about Michael Jackson and what he used to do with children. You know, it was, his housekeeper was laying them out, and you know, Hollywood, they know about these things and they just let it go. They just, they're quiet about this. You know, the Me Too movement is really silent about this. You know, I think what I found interesting is that I have to look back. You know, as controversial as it was, Humani Vitae, you know, today, it's regarded as prophetic, Jesse. It's predictions about the effects of contraception on society. They're seen, you know, as accurate. You know, first, according to Paul VI, you know, artificial methods of birth control opens the way of lowering moral standards for the young, as well as leads to marital infidelity. Second, the use of contraceptives will lead to the lowering respect for women. Husbands will regard their wives as mere instruments to serve their own desires. And thirdly, the use of artificial methods of contraception, Paul warned, will be a dangerous tool in the hands of the government or public authorities who care little about the moral law and who may force the use of contraceptions on everyone. And I can't help but think, you know, because there's no consequences, you know, they go out there and they mess around, and there's no baby. There's, you know, no baby that's coming out of it. So,
Ruben, the facts are, Ruben, before the 60s, before the invention of contraception, look at the divorce rates amongst blacks, Hispanics, Caucasians. The numbers were way down.
Yeah.
After the invention of contraception, it basically, it gave, especially men, it made men very irresponsible.
Yeah.
Let's just be honest.
Hey, when we get back, I'm going to pray that prayer for Archbishop Vigano. I feel a little dirty right now.
Leviticus 11:44 says, "Consecrate yourselves and be holy, because I am holy." St. Vincent Pilate said, "You must be holy in the way God asks you to be holy." God does not ask you to be a Trappist monk or a hermit. He wants you to sanctify the world and your everyday life. May God show us the path to holiness and help us to follow it all the days of our life.
Tummy.
How does the baby eat?
Can the baby hear me?
How did the baby get in there?
Wow, a pregnancy can sure generate a lot of questions, but what's important is that a baby is a baby, inside and out of the womb, not just after birth, but 9 months before, at conception.
That's right. Every baby is a miracle. Hello, my name is Marianne Kuharski. I'm the director of Pro-Life Across America. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of alternatives or assistance, or would like to support the work of Pro-Life Across America, please visit our website at prolifeacrossamerica.org, or better yet, simply dial #250 on your cell phone and say the keyword pro-life. Pro-Life Across America is non-political and totally educational.
A baby's heart is beating 18 days from conception.
Buying or selling your home or your business property? This is Terry Barber. Real Estate for Life underwrites the Terry and Jesse Show, and they can connect you to one of 900 pro-life real estate agents around the world. And when they receive their referral fee, they will give 80% of it to a pro-life organization. Wow, that's 80%. RealEstateForLife.org, 877-LIFE-US1.
Now, back to Jesus 911. If this call is not an emergency, dial 888-526-2151.
Jesus 911, we are back. We just finished talking about the state Senate bill that was passed 6-2 yesterday or the day before, and it's going to change the reporting policies for sex registrants, and it's going to not charged certain crimes with as being felonies. So not a good law. So we're going to go ahead and start with this prayer for Archbishop Vigano. It's for the United States. It's for our country, for our leaders. And so here we go. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Amen. Almighty and eternal God, King of kings and Lord of lords, graciously turn your gaze to us who invoke you with confidence. Bless us, citizens of the United States of America. Grant peace and prosperity to our nation. Illuminate those who govern us so that they may commit themselves to the common good in respect for your holy law. Protect those who, defending the inviolable principles of the natural law and your commandments, must face the repeated assaults of the enemy of the human race. Keep in the hearts of your children courage for the truth, love for virtue, and perseverance in the midst of trials. Make our families grow in the example that our Lord has given us, together with His most holy mother and Saint Joseph in the home of Nazareth. Give to our fathers and mothers the gift of strength to educate wisely the children with which they have blessed them. Give courage to those in spiritual combat. Fight the good fight as soldiers of Christ against the furious forces of the children of darkness. Keep each one of us, O Lord, in your most sacred heart, and above all, he whom your providence has placed at the head of our nation. Bless the President of the United States of America so that, aware of his responsibility and his duties, he may be a knight of justice, a defender of the oppressed, a firm bulwark against your enemies, and a proud supporter of the children of light. Place the United States of America and the whole world under the mantle of the Queen of Victories, our unconquered leader in battle, the Immaculate Conception. It is thanks to her and through your mercy that the hymn of praise rises to you, O Lord, from the children whom you have redeemed in the most precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
And today, Jesse today's my mother's birthday. She would have been 84 today. So after this, my dad and I are going out to the cemetery. So, may she rest in peace.
Amen. Reuben, I'm sure from the other side of eternity, she is firing off some powerful prayers for us here on earth. I have no doubt, because your mom was a woman of faith and a prayer warrior, and I'm sure that right now she just letting out 21 gun salutes into the throne of God for planet Earth for all her progeny here.
Amen. Well, your parents too, Jesse.
Yeah, I'm sure they're doing their 21 gun salutes as well. I mean, just fire. I mean, I'm telling you, man, those prayers are being launched from those people in the presence of God and those in purgatory right now. Reuben, I just want to mention something here. It's the homosexual movement that wants to normalize pedophilia. Let's just make no bones about this. That's who's behind all of this. And here's the way they're going to do it, or they're going to try to normalize it. They have to remove it as a mental disorder from the DSM. That's the Diagnostic Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders. And they know that's their goal, because they removed homosexuality in 1973 from the DSM as a mental disorder. And so they know, I'm reading some of these homosexual apologists, they know that's exactly what they have to do. They have to move it, get it out of the DSM. And in fact, I'm reading it right here. Dr. Fred Berlin acknowledged that it was the political activism, similar to the incremental strategy witnessed at the conference, rather than a scientific calculus, that successfully led to the declassification of homosexuality as a mental disorder. Yep, it was political activism. The reason homosexuality was taken out of the DSM is that people did not want the government in the bedroom. And Dr. Fred, he says also, the DSM, he's a homosexual apologist. Hmm. The DSM ignores that pedophiles have feelings of love and romance for children, in the same way adults love one another. Mm. And he said the DSM should focus on the needs of the pedophile and should have a minimal focus on the social control rather than obsessing about the need to protect the children. And so, yeah, you got a lot of these doctors that, again, they're homosexuals and they're homosexual activists. They're going to do whatever they can to remove it from the DSM. And if they do so, voila, it's going to be normalized. It's going to be made legal, just like so-called homosexual marriage.
Right. Look at my shirt. Well, I don't know if you could see it. It just says, "We the people are pissed."
Awesome. Yeah. Good job. Yeah, so. Hey, let me just mention one more thing. Show you how evil all the, and wicked this is before we go to the next topic. Here's a Father Ripperger actually talks about the demons that are controlling the world right now. He says Satan has five demon generals who are underneath him. He says the first demon underneath Satan is Baal, who we reject in Jesus' name. He says he's the demon of impurity, and his principal function is to get culture to succumb through impurity, through fornication. And he wants to make sure that the conjugal act towards ordered towards children is lost, and that sex should be simply recreational. The next demon under the evil one is Baal, who we reject in Jesus' name. Baal laid the groundwork in our country. It's called the free love movement. And once the spirit of fornication sets in through Baal, who we reject in Jesus' name, then you have the third demon general, Asmodeus. He's the demon of homosexuality in men. Then there's the demon of Leviathan, who we reject in Jesus' name. Leviathan, which is the demon of homosexuality in men, but of the masculine kind. Asmodeus is of the feminine kind. Then there's the spirit of Lilith, who we reject in Jesus' name, which is a demon of female homosexuality. Father Ripperger says, after those five generals have gained ascendancy in a culture, and by the way, every culture historically is pushed in this direction, he says the fifth general, which is Baphomet, who we reject in Jesus' name, he's the demon of child sacrifice, the modern-day abortion. And so, Reuben, these liberals, basically, through all these, they've shot down all these laws on morality and these fornication laws. They've delivered the United... Father Ripperger says they've delivered this country into the hands of Baal with Roe versus Wade, and then they delivered us into the hands of Baphomet, who we reject both these demons in Jesus' name, who's the demon of child sacrifice. And so, right now, Reuben, we are politically in the hold, this country, of the top five demon generals from hell.
And just, you know, these kids are going somewhere. 800,000 kids don't go missing and just on their own. I mean, I think this is already happening, Jess. They're sacrificing kids. They're using them for sexual natures, and then they discard them.
Yeah. God help us. No, Reuben, you're right. I agree with you 100%. And people are going to pay for this. There's some very evil. I'm going to tell you, just be honest. The Democrats are part of this. The Democrat Party, they're part of this.
Right.
Well, let's move on, Reuben. Let's talk about some other controversial things as well. Here's what I want to talk about. Reuben, you know you and me are Mexican-American. And you know that we constantly hear from the Mexican left and from even the Catholic left. They're always saying, Donald Trump puts kids in cages. Now, it's funny here. What's funny is these cages that people talk about, you can see pictures of them. They're fences, just like an elementary school. I mean, just like a park.
Yeah.
They're, you know, just like a high school. It's a fence. So President Obama built these
right.
That's cages. Right. But when he built them and used them, you know what they called them? Oh, fences. President Obama's has people detained, you know, and it's corralled in fences. But when Trump becomes president and uses the same hardware, uses the same warehouses that Obama used and built, now they're called cages. You see the subtle difference? Under Obama, they're called, oh, he's putting people in fences until they have their, you know, their ICE hearings. But when Trump, who they hate, is using the same thing that Obama built under his administration, now they're called cages. Of course, because cages, it's a horrible connotation when you say we're putting people in cages. Reuben, what say you?
Yeah, Michelle Obama, she assailed President Donald Trump when she gave her speech at the DNC, you know, for ripping migrant children from their parents and throwing them into cages. And her husband was probably backstage point. I did that. I built that. You know,
keep your mouth shut. Yeah. Shut up. Yeah.
But you know, there's a point to this because, a lot of these kids are coming over with adults, and there's no proof that they're the parents. So they could be you know sex trafficking them. So they have to, you know, try to get to the bottom and find out if this in fact. These adults know these children and vice versa. So there's a reason to the madness, and it's unfortunate.
Ruben, because that's a huge bit. It's a $1 billion business, sex trafficking and human smuggling from the south of the border. Yeah. This is huge, and it's run by the cartels.
Yeah, and a lot of those women that do come over here, they're raped along the way.
Oh, you know. So I got two cousins that have babies from coyotes.
Wow.
Yeah, I've had long talks with them. They live in Simi Valley. They're baby mamas to coyotes, and they tell me you got to sleep with the coyote every night. As you're traveling, and he goes, trust me, this guy's not making love to you. You know, they're being violently, savagely raped. But they go, you want to get here so bad, the women just put up with it. I've talked to a lot of guys too. if guys are a little short on change, like it costs, like say $3,000 to come over, and you tell the coyote, well, I've only got $2,000 or $1,500. I'm sorry, I'll pay. You know what happens? Off with the pants. No. Off with the pants. Yep. And they grab you like a shotgun. Men, this happens right there in the desert. Ruben, this is sick stuff. These are monsters that are and these guys are people that work for the cartel.
Yeah.
And some people end up dead. They just don't make it, in the trip and stuff. And this is a $1 billion organization. In fact, even Chapo Guzman, who was a part of this sex trafficking, human enslavement, he paid President Nieto $100 million to turn the other way from his businesses and the borders. $100 million into the personal bank account of President Nieto to turn a blind eye to everything that Chapo Guzman was doing on the border.
Yeah, see, the cartels, they're not just about drugs. They're businessmen. So whatever.
That's right.
Right. So in this case, there's a need in the United States. They're bringing, if we didn't have these pedophiles over here requesting them, there would be no business. If we didn't have drug users over here, there would be no business. But
that's right.
But they're fulfilling a need, and they're also
for the liberals in this country, Ruben, because the drug addicts are liberals and the pedophiles are liberals. These aren't people that are church going, people, Jesus loving people by and large.
Yeah. The other thing that they're all involved in is the, changing the labels, fake cigarettes, packaging and reselling things under consumer or the name brand stuff. They're really generic stuff and knockoffs, and they make a ton of money doing that as well. All right, you're listening.
God help us. God come to our assistance.
Yeah, that's why we get Jesus 911.
Yeah.
And Our Lady 911.
Amen. Virgin, most powerful, pray for us.
Be right back.
Join VMPR live on YouTube September 12th, 2020 for our latest free conference, The Ultimate Challenge. This exclusive virtual event will feature a brand new talk from Jesse Romero, How Apologetics Brought Me Back to Faith, plus never-before-broadcast video presentations from Dr. Scott Hahn, Father Mitch Pacwa, and the late, great Father Benedict Groeschel. Go to vmpr.org to register now and get ready to face the ultimate challenge.
Help the Helpless, a Minnesota St. Paul nonprofit organization chaired by Father of Tyr and volunteers, is humbly asking you for your kind support to help the poor and the handicapped children in India and Ecuador. Through financial support from the Help of the Helpless benefactors, the children are provided with clothing, food, education, shelter, and the teachings of the Catholic Church. The mission is to help children thrive and become self-sufficient young adults leading productive lives. We also provide aid to poor families in Ecuador with food baskets, medicines, medical assistance, and help with funeral needs for the deceased. The work in India is done by Father Antonio's organization, St. Mary's. In Ecuador, the work is being done by the Servant Sisters of the Home of Mother. You can call us at 877-762-8857. To learn more, please visit our website, www.helpthehelpless.org. God bless you.
Buying or selling your home or your business property? This is Terry Barber. Real Estate for Life underwrites the Terry and Jesse Show, and they can connect you to one of 900 pro-life real estate agents around the world. And when they receive their referral fee, they will give 80% of it to a pro-life organization. Wow, that's 80%. RealEstateForLife.org, 877-LIFE-US1.
Now, back to Jesus 911. If this call is not an emergency, dial 888-526-2151.
Two-man car, 10-8. We are back, Jesus 911. Hey, Jess, we got, I have it on good authority that, you know, the higher-ups, let's just say, in the archdiocese, they're not happy with us praying in front of the cathedral. They would rather we move. In fact, they were told, go do that with your state representatives, your state governors, you know, the politicians. They want us to take up our fight with them. They're not going to do anything. In fact, you know, the dispensation was pushed for, it was made by the bishop, and it's indefinitely. So they extended the dispensation indefinitely. So the couch potatoes are going to continue sitting on the couch, you know, watching their mass while they're eating breakfast, and instead of trying to find a location, trying to find those good priests that are actually holding mass.
And if their chefs, with their butlers, with their chauffeurs.
You know, we're at a time now where you're going to have to get out and drive. You know, if your local church down the street, and by the way, the church that I would be registered at, which I'm not, but they were giving out communion, drive-by communions, and no mass. And they just sent, the San Bernardino Diocese just sent out, there won't be doing any more of those drive-bys, and they're going to follow, they're going to do outside masses, but this church, particular church, is not even doing that, you know, so God help us.
Weak leadership, yeah. Weak.
You know, if I'm going to promote this talk by Father Altman. He gave a great talk. I think you've probably heard it, that 10-minute talk about, you know, who we can
vote. Anything he says is gold. He's one of the best, most clear-speaking priests right now that we have in the Catholic Church. Yeah.
Do you know what?
Listen to him. Listen to his homily every week. What order? You want to be inspired.
What order is he from? Do you know? Is he FSS?
You know what? I don't even know, Ruben. I'm going to find out, though. I'll find out.
All right. So
I want to say he's a diocesan.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. I know. You're right. Wow.
Got courage, man.
Yeah.
So let's get into this.
Let me just mention something about the infamous cages again, okay? Again, just let's just set the record straight. These infamous cages used to hold migrant children were built by President Barack Obama's administration, okay? Let's just get that straight. And also, I'm reading the article. It says President Trump claimed that President Barack Obama also separated children at the border and put them in these cages. He says, take a look. The press knows it. You know it. We all know it, Trump said, referring to the pictures of the media. Those cages that the COVID news network CNN was showing a while ago, saying Trump is putting children in cages. Guess what? Those cages were the same cages that Barack Obama built and used. But of course, that wasn't mentioned when he was using them. When he was using them, they were called holding facilities, or they were called fences.
Well, border facilities, yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, Jeff, they were getting all over Trump over his zero tolerance policy at the border, the photos started circulating online of children in the enclosures, generated great anger. But those photos by the Associated Press were taken in 2014 and depicted some of the thousands of unaccompanied children held by Barack Obama. So, little by little, they started removing their tweets once they saw that those were done under their president.
Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Trump was referring to the photos of children in cages in border enforcement facilities shared online by Democrats in 2018, like you said, that turned out to be from 2014 during the Obama administration. And In fact, President Trump actually said this. He says, those cages that were shown, I think they were very inappropriate. They were built by President Obama's administration, not by Trump. I'm the one that stopped it. President Obama had child separation. And just another thing that just that I want to just add to the mix here is that even most people don't realize this, that under Barack Obama's administration and Joe Biden, they deported more illegal immigrants south of the border than any other administration. In fact, I'm looking here at an article. It says Jorge Ramos from Univision grills Joe Biden for lying about his record. It said Joe Biden eventually snapped back at Jorge Ramos for continuing to bring up his record of record deportation, saying, okay, Jorge, you've said it 17 times. I get it already. Here's another article, thesun.com. Joe Biden says it was a big mistake to deport immigrants. So Joe Biden admits that under him and Barack Obama, they deported more illegal immigrants than any other presidential administration. They deported illegal immigrants, Ruben, get this, who didn't have criminal records. Yeah. Who's President Trump deporting? Criminals with criminal records. Biden admits that they deported more people, more illegal immigrants without criminal records. And now that he's running for president, you know what he's saying? Yeah, that was a mistake.
Just like
unbelievable.
He's made a lot of mistakes, plagiarizing. And also, you know, just the thing is, St. Thomas talks about that, you know, there's his talk on immigration in the Summa, you know, he says that not all immigrants are equal. Every nation has the right to decide which immigrants are beneficial, that is peaceful to the common good as a matter of self-defense. The state can reject those criminal elements, traitors, enemies, and others who deem it harmful or hostile to its citizens. And the second thing he affirms is that the manner of dealing with immigrants is determined by law in the cases of both beneficial and hostile immigration. So the state has the right and the duty to apply its law. You know,
I would argue that President Trump is actually following St. Thomas's principles of immigration. As I've read it before, what you're reading. And when I read that, I'm saying this is exactly what President Trump is doing line by line. It's Thomistic. It's a Thomistic view of how to protect your country using prudence for immigration law.
And you've also said, well, what are they going to offer? So he's even saying that, you know, what good are they going to bring us? You know, do they have a skill? Are they just going to be a burden on the taxpayers? So, in Biden's world, he'll have open borders and they'll probably start knocking down the wall if he gets elected, you know?
No, they've already said, the Democrats already said, first thing that they're going to do if they take the White House, they're going to knock down the wall. I think under Trump's administration, they've already put in like 300 miles more of wall.
Right.
They got about 150 more miles that they're going to do in the next month. And the Democrats already said that thing's coming down like a house of cards as soon as we take the White House.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep. Ruben, I'm glad Jorge Ramos, I mean, he's a leftist, but again, he's told Joe Biden to his face and he's voting for them, obviously.
Of course.
But he actually said, he told Joe Biden, quote, Univision's anchor, you served as vice president in an administration that deported 3 million people, the most ever in U.S. history. Most of them had no criminal record. You didn't do anything to stop this. And so as Joe Biden is being asked these questions by Jorge Ramos, you know what his response is? Okay, let's change the topic. You already mentioned that. You mentioned that. I'm sorry. I mean, Joe Biden can't even stand by his own record.
Dang, he got him to cop out. That's a good.
Oh yeah, good Jorge detective. Ramos. It was ground and pound. It was ugly, bro. You can see this on YouTube.
Oh my!
It was ugly.
Was this? Because Biden doesn't hold any news conferences. When did that happen?
It was a while ago. It was like 2 or 3 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't like yesterday. Yeah, because he's been hiding in the basement. Ruben, let's move into another allegation that they're always throwing against President Trump. They're always saying Donald Trump calls all Mexicans rapists and criminals. So let's take a look at this, okay? When Virginia Senator Tim Kaine when he was running for VIP 4 years ago, as a candidate, he started his speech where he said Donald Trump started his campaign where he called Mexicans rapists and criminals. Stop there. Tim Kaine just lied. Virginia Senator Tim Kaine just lied. Surprise, surprise. He's a Democrat. Okay. Now, here's exactly what Donald Trump says, and we'll parse this. Okay.
Okay.
He said, okay, the article goes, when do we beat Mexico? This is what Donald Trump said. And this was a speech. When do we beat Mexico at the border? They're laughing at us, at our stupidity. And now they're beating us economically. They're not our friend, believe me, but they're killing us economically. The U.S. has become a dumping ground for everybody else's problems. Thank you. It's true. And these are the best and the finest. When Mexico sends its people, they're not sending their best. They're not sending you. They're not sending. They're sending people that have lots of problems. And they're bringing those problems with us. They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists. And some, I assume, are good people. Close quote. Mm-hmm. Says here, but I speak to border guards, the article writes, and they tell us that what we're getting, and that only makes common sense, they're sending us not the right people. Now, Ruben, I'm going to back up what the president just said right now. I have half of my family's in Mexico. A lot of them are professionals, very educated. I have like a lot of uber educated Catholics in Mexico. And then I have rancho family members in Mexico. No, virtually no education, that still work in farms and ranches. You know, the people that in my family that have come here illegally. Yeah, I'll say it. You know who comes here? None of my educated family members that have masters, double masters, PhDs, accountants, CEOs. None of them have come over. The only family members of mine that have come over are the blue-collar, uneducated Mexicanos. Okay? That's the... And I got a big family, huge family.
Okay?
Those are the ones that have come over. Now, and Trump said, you know, and some, I assume, are good people. Yeah.
Yeah.
Some of them are good people. But let's just be honest, Ruben. Let's not fool ourselves. There's a lot of bad people coming over from south of the border,
no doubt.
When you're a male between the age of 18 and 35 years old.
Just look at in the federal prisons and state prisons, how many of those people are undocumented. It's amazing. All right, we'll be right back for the final segment. Don't change that dial.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for supporting Virgin Most Powerful Radio. And here's an easy way to support us by going to smile.amazon.com and type in Catholic Resource Center or Virgin Most Powerful Radio. And when you log in your Amazon account and you purchase products, a portion of it will go right back in supporting Virgin Most Powerful Radio. And it doesn't cost you a dime. I want to thank you ahead of time, because that supports us year-round. May God bless you and your family.
Buying or selling your home or your business property? This is Terry Barber. Real Estate for Life underwrites the Terry and Jesse Show, and they can connect you to one of 900 pro-life real estate agents around the world. And when they receive their referral fee, they will give 80% of it to a pro-life organization. Wow! That's 80%! RealEstateForLife.org, 877-LIFE-US1.
Now, back to Jesus 911. If this call is not an emergency, dial 888-526-2151.
Jesus 911, we're talking all things Trump. We're putting things some perspective on some of these false allegations, because this is the most important election that's coming up. And so we would be remiss if we weren't talking about this stuff. People say, oh, I tuned in just to hear about the faith. And well, this is going to be related to the faith in the sense.
Yeah, you can't separate this.
Because what happens is that if they take away our religious liberty, our ability to practice our faith, which could very well happen, you know, especially if, they're already talking about, you know, the gospel message is a hate crime. So they're going to be censoring our priests and bishops from the pulpit. Well, you can't say that. You know, basically they're going to rewrite the gospel. They're going to be like what they
did. The gospel according to Marx.
Right. What they just did to that Senate bill, the 290 registrant bill, if you look at the bill, it's a lot of red lines, what they're taking out and things that they're inserting. So we've got to cover this.
Yep. Ruben, the article says here that when Trump said they're not sending you, they're sending people that have lots of problems. They're bringing those problems with us. They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists. And some, I assume, are good people. Yeah. Trump was referring to illegal aliens coming over to the U.S., the Mexico border, who commit additional crimes such as rape, which happens as they're transporting the women. And as Breitbart, Texas has extensively documented, it's common for human traffickers to sexually assault or rape the females en route to the U.S. And the smugglers usually remove an article of clothing from the female they rape, and they tie it tightly to a tree, and they call it a rape tree. Well, how sick is that? Furthermore, it's true that as the U.S. suffers from a massive heroin epidemic that killed over 47,000 people alone in 2014, nearly all of the heroin consumed in the U.S. is smuggled by Mexican traffickers, as even the Washington Compost found out. Drug trafficking is an inherently violent operation. And it also says here in the article, later in Tuesday's night's vice presidential debate, while trying to attack Trump's detailed immigration policy proposals, this was 4 years ago, Virginia Senator Tim Kaine again claimed that Donald Trump and Mike Pence said all Mexicans are bad. So the fact check on this is false. This is false. These words have never been uttered by either the Republican presidential nominee or vice president nominee. Again, Trump specifically criticized the rampant criminal activities committed by illegal aliens coming across the U.S.-Mexico border, many of whom are Mexican nationals. And I'm looking at this one article here. It says, are the drug lords cartels? President Trump spotlights the truth that everyone prefers to avoid discussing. Are the drug lords, cartels, and coyotes really running Mexico? Everyone knows the truthful answer to that question is a resounding yes. Mexico is a narco state controlled by drug cartels and political system of bribes and payoffs therein. Another article. President Trump shuts huge migrant pipeline run by coyotes. President Trump and his deputies have shut down the coyote smuggling pipeline that has used federal agencies to deliver almost 500,000 youths and children to their illegal alien parents living in northern cities. The success in closing the 12-year-old unaccompanied alien child pipeline was admitted even by the New York Times. Here's another. The cartel assigns each smuggler what's known as a clave. It's a password that coyotes then pass to their customers to prove they've paid for passage. Here's another one. A U.S. border security has tightened Mexican drug cartels and have moved in on coyotes, human smugglers who are paid to bring illegal immigrants into this country. And finally, coyotes must pay off government officials, gangs operating on trains, and drug cartels controlling the routes north. Many strugglers have raised their prices. Ruben, this is a huge criminal enterprise by the narco state Mexico, the cartels, and the drug lords. And this Donald Trump is the only person that's trying to fight this head on.
Right, exactly. And it's not, this is not just Mexicans. You got people from Guatemala. You got the El Salvador. They're coming up through the southern border, and you know other Central American countries, and where poverty is ripe. And a lot of those Salvadorians are coming. You know, it's a war torn country, and so they bring a lot of their baggage with them. You know, not all of them are bad. I don't start blowing up right. the chat room or turning us off here. But there's a good number of those people that are coming up, you know, that President Trump talks about, these Mara Salvatruchas, you know, that come up from El Salvador, and they're bad hombres. I remember, Jess, as a young deputy coming up, that there was a time when, I don't know, like something like four or five deputies that had been shot on our department had been shot by Salvadorians. A guy I worked with closely in the jails, you know, he was killed at Firestone. Wow. So. Yeah, they've committed. They're really taking their activity not only to California, but they're migrating all across to the eastern seaboard, and they're moving their drugs with them. So, yeah, it's a big. The further the drugs go east, the more money they can command. So it's like they make four or five times their amount of money. That's why. That's why people would come here from the East Coast, and we would jam them up at the airport because they were coming here to buy their dope, and then they ship them back. And that's who President Trump's talking about. We want to get rid of these bad people. And also, some of the southern gangs, the Sureños down here in California, like Barrio Logan down here in San Diego, they've ingratiated themselves with the cartel, so they're actually working with them. So they go over and they commit some of their dirty work. They come up here and they're like a hit squad for them. So there's many examples of that. There are people, there are gangsters, but they're working with the cartel up here to do the dirty work and take care of people who aren't paying their bills and things that are, who are snitches. And so it's an ongoing work, and the left wants to defund police. Oh boy, we're in trouble, Jess.
Yeah, this is Ruben, and not only that, Ruben, the cartels, these guys are practicing Satanist. So you're not talking about people with good morals and good scruples. These guys are worshiping the devil as they're smuggling narcotics over here through a lot of these illegal immigrants that are walking in the desert. They force them. They force them to carry dope and to smuggle dope over here to the U.S. They're raping innocent Mexican women. And some of the guys get raped too as well, if they're a little bit light on money. And the fact of the matter is, they're breaking the law. Again, you even look at the new catechism on 2241 on the church's teaching even right now on immigration. It says that every country has the right to essentially make laws to protect their country. And so again, this is what I call antinomianism. What does that mean? That's a Greek word that means against law. You got some Catholics that'll say, well, I know that the law applies to other nationalities like, Nigeria and Russians and Armenians, but it doesn't apply to me. I'm Mexican, and we live south of the border, so that doesn't apply to me. I can come over here because I'm entitled to, because we just live right across the border. Those illegal immigration laws, appeal to people from the Middle East, from Africa, from Europe, but not us. Wrong. It's called antinomianism. There are some people that follow Christ that believe the law doesn't apply to them, and that was a heresy in the early church. As Catholics, St. Thomas Aquinas' teaching and the current teaching right now in the Catechism. Nothing's changed. We are subject to the governing authorities and their laws that govern this country, especially the country that takes us in. And Reuben, this whole industry here is being run by drug lords, cartels, who are Satan worshipers. They are not nice guys. They're not trying to build up our country. They're importing drugs. They're importing Satanism. And they're importing poverty as well. Okay, let's just be honest. They're not bringing in governors and senators and lawyers and brain surgeons through the Mexican desert. They're not.
Yeah.
They're bringing blue-collar workers and stuff. And you already have enough people here that are looking for a job, especially black men. You realize that black men, you know, before the civil rights, before introduction of welfare, they're the ones that were the painters. They're the ones that were the bricklayers. They're the ones that were pouring cement. Well, guess what? When you import thousands of illegal immigrants that are willing to work because people abuse them, a lot of these businesses that are willing to work for a lot lower wages than an American, guess what that did to the black men? Unemployment. A lot of them just couldn't find any work because they couldn't compete with the people that were coming south of the border. And as a result of that, it caused a systemic problem within the black race. The men were the unemployment rolls started growing and growing because they could not compete with the wages that people south of the border were willing to pay.
Jesse, we have the most pending immigration cases. California has 161,281 pending immigration cases. The next closest is Texas at 132,000, all the way down to Maryland, 37 at the bottom end. So we have more immigration, the more people flooding into our southern border. And they're not just Mexicans. And they were even finding Middle Eastern people coming in, sneaking in.
You know,
Asians were even coming through. But you know, since what happened to that big caravan that was coming up last couple years, that all of a sudden stopped, right? You don't hear anything about that right now because it just they're not being funded right now. That's the left, the big rollers, the Soroses, and the who's some of the other big names that get fund these Democrats.
Bill Gates.
They go ahead and they. They bring these caravans to try to create a backlog and try to make, you know, the system and make President Trump look bad, too, by the way. So you're not seeing that,
Ruben.
Right now. They got their money tied up in the agitators and the Antifas and BLMs right now.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Ruben, I'll tell you what these smugglers, these cartels, they're importing also into the United States Satanism. And that's, I wrote a book on that. It's called The Devil in the City of Angels. And where I track this huge problem. This is a direct attack against the Catholic Church. The importation of Satanism through the cartels. And this is another reason on a spiritual level why we have to stop this.
Amen. All right. Pray your rosaries. Continue in that 54-day novena. And and stay focused. You know, don't quit. You guys are made for the battle. So...
Right.
Get involved. We'll be at the cathedral again Sunday from 11 to 1. So stay tuned for Hands-On Apologetics with Gary Mishuda from the Midwest Command Center. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you. We'll be back on Thursday, 10-7. Out.
St. Faustina's Prayer for Priests. Oh my Jesus, I beg thee on behalf of the whole church, grant it love and the light of thy spirit, and give power to the words of priests, so that hardened hearts might be brought to repentance and return to thee, O Lord. Lord, give us holy priests. Thou thyself maintain them in holiness. O divine and great high priest, may the power of thy mercy accompany them everywhere, and protect them from the devil's traps and snares, which are continually being set for the souls of priests. May the power of thy mercy, O Lord, shatter and bring to naught all that might tarnish the sanctity of priests. For thou canst do all things. Amen. Virgin most powerful, pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful Radio, sharing the gospel with clarity and charity.